Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Josh Rogan of the Washington Post, who writes Global Opinions, comment on what we've seen now is the Korean Peninsula in motion with all of the other parts of East Asia, following AUKUS, following the Quad, following the PRC's disruptions. This news from North Asia. North Korea promotes new five-year military plan amid heightening tensions with Seoul. North Korea's launch in late September of a claimed hypersonic missile shone light on the country's five-year plan to develop, quote, defense, science, and weapon systems. Few details have been released about the plan, but Pyongyang's Korean Central News Agency said the hypersonic missile, named Hwasong-8, is one of the plan's five top priority tasks. Josh, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. We knew that North Korea is hostile. However, what is to be done is the unanswered question. As one of your informants has told you in your new column, if this was easy, it would have been done a long time ago. You had a conversation with a new leader of a party in the Korean parliament. His name is Lee Jong-suk. Who is he, and what does he represent of the future of Korea?
Good evening, John. Well, right now, the government of South Korea, led by the liberal president Moon Jae-in, is making a push towards engagement with the North. And he's got 1 year left in office, and his legacy is his effort to repair relations with North Korea. But North Korea is not cooperating, and their increasing belligerence and provocation is making it almost impossible for the Biden administration to support a policy of returning to diplomatic engagement. And meanwhile, the opposition party in South Korea, the Conservative Party, sent its leadership to Washington, including President Lee, to tell the Biden administration something very clear and direct, which is don't engage now. Stay back. Don't take the bait. Don't deal with this Moon administration because they might be gone soon. And besides, that would just be playing into Kim Jong-un's strategy. And Lee is a very interesting guy. He's 36 years old, speaks perfect English, got his degree from Harvard University. And he represents sort of the new younger face of South Korean conservatives. And the fact that he's in charge of this party, which is a coalition of other conservative parties that weakened over the years, reflects the fact that the conservatives are really think that they have a chance to capture back the young people, whereas traditionally they've had most of the old people in South Korea. And, you know, who knows? You know, they say South Korean elections are like wrestling matches. You never know who's going to come out on top.
He does have a presidential candidate, Yoon Suk-yeol, who is doing well in the polls, you report. But President Lee, president of the People Power Party, is of interest to me because he's a millennial. He's a millennial who sees a different vision for Korea. What does he want? Presuming they're successful either now or in the near future, what does he want for Korea? A united peninsula? More arms? More alliances? How does he see the future?
You know, essentially what he's pitching is a South Korea that would more firmly ally with the U.S. and Japan and Australia, by the way, and in what's become, and India probably, as in what's becoming an increasingly deep set of cooperative agreements and organizations to counter a rising China. You know, under the liberals, the South Korean government has tried to be a balancer, playing both sides. And, you know, that balance is becoming untenable as the tensions between the free world and the Chinese Communist Party increase. And what he's saying is that South Korea could actually be part of the team of free and open societies that pushes back against Chinese authoritarianism and expansion in the region. That would be a historic and monumental shift in South Korean foreign policy, and especially since the last conservative government came to power after its president, President Park, was summarily dismissed and then jailed for corruption. So if the conservative party can come back into power, and that's a big if, it might actually be more aligned with the liberal Biden administration than one would otherwise think, because they both are trying to increase alliance cooperation to respond to China's rise. They both want to focus on China and not focus on negotiations with North Korea. And, you know, there's a lot of things South Korea could do in that kind of scenario that they just aren't doing now. And, you know, the Trump administration, the Moon administration didn't get along at all. And so the U.S.-South Korea relationship has definitely improved. But the problem is that as North Korea gets more belligerent, it's going to demand more attention, and that this policy of sort of standing back and ignoring Kim Jong-un, it never works out in the end. Eventually, he demands and insists on being taken seriously.
You point to President Moon's speech at the UN. What is his vision of the last year of his presidency? What does he want?
Yeah, the Moon administration, kind of in a kind of tone-deaf kind of way, is throwing out all sorts of ideas for how to kickstart negotiations. One was like economic benefits to the North. They wanted to reopen an industrial complex inside North Korea that South Korean companies used to use. Now they want what's called an end-of-war declaration. In other words, the Korean War is still technically on. There was an armistice, but the war has never been declared over. So the Moon government and President Moon is pitching that as a stepping stone. Now, that's been tried and failed before. I don't think that the Biden administration is going to go for that. I don't think the North Koreans are going to go for that either. But it just shows you that as Moon enters his final, 8 months in office, he's getting more and more desperate. And that's why the conservative message here is so important, because what they're saying is don't get into bed with President Moon as he's on the way out. Just wait and see what happens. And I think that's a message that the Biden administration is not necessarily disagreeing with.
Lee Jun-suk, does he remark about China and China's role in provoking or stoking North Korean aggression?
Yeah, basically what he sees and what he said is that, you know, China's crackdown in Hong Kong, their ongoing oppression of the Uyghurs and other minorities, and their menacing of Taiwan, and their treatment of South Korea, by the way, punishing South Korea economically when they did things like take missiles from the United States, shows a pattern of a Chinese Communist Party that's out of control and needs to be confronted. And, you know, that's what he says is that's represented by the feelings of the majority of South Korean people, especially young people now. Whether or not that's true, we'll find out when they go to the polls.
Over the years, Josh, I've asked about the young people of Korea who are increasingly older. They're older than they used to be young. Fine.
Right.
But
we all are.
One of the observations, commonplace observations, is that they're indifferent or have turned away from the provocations, the confrontation, the threats, the nightmares about what could happen if North Korea comes across the DMZ. Is that still the case, according to Park Lee, the young man Lee Jun-suk? The young people, are they indifferent?
You know, they're definitely not indifferent. The problem is that they're split. And, you know, what Lee Jun-suk is saying that is that young people are not the same as the middle generation. The middle generation is the one that tilts very liberal. The older generation has always tilted very conservative. They have a more direct connection to some of the real bad stuff that happened in South Korea's early history. And the young generation, I think, is up for grabs. In other words, I think that, you know, there are plenty of young South Korean liberals, but there are also a lot of South Korean millennials and Generation Z and even Generation X who have seen China get worse and worse and realize that perhaps South Korea needs to get off the fence and side with the free world to counter the rise of China and Chinese aggression, because in the end, that's not going to work out for them. And they're the ones that are going to have to live with it in the end.
The recent restart of some part of the nuclear weapons program in North Korea, the hypersonic missile that James mentions, other bellicose remarks from North Korea. Cynically, I've been told over the years what North Korea wants is either money or some kind of payment for it to calm down again. Is that what Lee believes? Is that what you observe, that this is the same old playbook of pay attention to us or we will escalate?
Yes, there's two things going on. One is that the North Koreans want to be paid to come to the table. The Biden administration says they won't do that. But every time that North Koreans come to the table, eventually they get paid off one way or the other. And that's what President Moon is trying to do. He's trying to figure out what we can give them that won't be too objectionable, that won't leave too bad of a taste in our mouth when we do pay them to come to the table. Meanwhile, the provocations are meant to test us, and they get worse and worse until we react. And if we don't react, they're just going to get worse and worse until there's a ballistic missile test or a nuclear bomb test. At that point, we'll have no choice but to react, and then we'll be reacting in a crisis situation. So there's a really good argument for sort of just giving them something little and getting to the table. Now, the problem is that as time goes on, the North Koreans are getting more advanced, and they're getting more skilled in their weapons building, and they're amassing nuclear weapons and material at an amazing rate. So they think their leverage is going up, and they have reason to think that. That means our negotiation position is going down. It also means the situation is getting more dangerous the more we delay. As we started, there's no good solution here, but we're going to need a mix of sanctions and diplomacy, a mix of pressure and outreach, a mix of carrot and sticks. And eventually we're going to have to sit down with Kim Jong-un again, no matter how bad we screwed it up before and how limited the chances of success are, because the only alternative is increasing belligerence and increasing danger forever.
Josh Rogan of The Washington Post. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.